Why today?
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Hope you had a great weekend. Finally, a lot of parks were dry across the United States, and I think there were some pool parties going on. Hopefully you had a chance to just chill with the family or the buds or just relax, whatever it is. A lot happened over the weekend. We'll get to it as part of the Sunday swirl. Also coming up, a new thing that's being talked about a lot more lately. You know, it was all about the vamps and the vampires, and True Blood is still kicking it on their HBO series, no doubt. Remember, Anne Rice was famous for the vampire novels, Lestat, Vampire Lestat. I read all of Anne Rice's stuff. Now she's even turning to the angels. So what gives? More novels about the angels. We're going to talk to Tim Downs. He, in fact, has a book out, and it has to do with angels. So that should be a lot of fun. That's coming up around the bend. Right from the get-go, though, still creating the buzz, and of course it is, because I said pool parties, and when we talk about pool parties, you think of the beach and that family trip, perhaps, to Florida. What's going to happen with the oil in the Gulf of Mexico from the Deep Horizon rig that sank over 3 weeks ago? Just blug, blug, blug down in the bottom of the ocean. And the more you read and the more you see about it, 60 Minutes just did a blowout piece on it. Scott Pelley, an excellent job, where they were talking about the mud in the system with the blowout preventer. And it's all the things that we've talked about here on America Tonight. And they explained it so well that I thought it'd be interesting to look at a couple of things with what's happening. Now, you've got conflicting reports on, is the oil being contained, or the original thoughts that this could come all the way around to Miami, is that actually much more accurate? Well, the oil trails in the Gulf of Mexico are up to 10 miles long. BP is still trying to figure out what to do and how to shut off that flow of the oil that just keeps pouring out. The video, the shocking video that so many of you probably saw in your local news, that was released last week, now thought to be maybe 5 times, perhaps even 10 times more than was originally thought to be flooding the Gulf, the barrels of oil, that is. There's conflicting reports as to what's happening, whether or not they're even close to containing this thing. Here was one of the things we heard over the weekend about the fact that they are close on this whole thing.
It's working as planned. We're very slowly increasing the rate that's coming from the riser tool up to the surface. After we produce some more, we'll eventually be able to put it into our separator equipment, and that's when we'll be able to actually start measuring the flow.
Right. What they're saying is they don't know how much. Everybody wants to know how big it is. Yes, we feel good about what we're starting to try to do, but we still don't know what the amount is. 3 or 4 large plumes have been found, I already said this, about 10 miles long, and it's just thick stuff if you were to put your hand into the water and grab some of it up. So far, the spill has had a very small impact on the shoreline and the wildlife, but the oil debris and the tar balls are washing up on barrier islands and those outlying beaches in about a dozen places in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Maybe they're not the most popular beaches in America, but for the people who live in those parts, they are certainly popular. And that means, like I said last week, if you've ever had to deal with an oil spill, baby oil and cotton balls, you are swabbing your feet. And what's interesting, too, about what BP decided to do, although they're blaming the other subcontractors, in this whole blowout preventer and the accident that ensued. Before that, previous to that, in fact, last year they had gotten an award for being one of the safest rigs that there was. The safest thing pumping out that oil, Deepwater Horizon. Making tons of money for BP, but then somebody decided to take a shortcut and look at what has happened as a result of that. Wow. So the answer is no, it is still not contained. The spill started April 20th. That's when that explosion was on the rig, killed 11 people. It is sure to eclipse. It's looking that way anyway. The 89 Exxon Valdez spill, which, to remind you again, was a tanker off Alaska, as the worst U.S. ecological disaster ever, ever. I mean, and I am rooting for this thing to get capped off, whether it's a junk shot or we're throwing anything at it. I mean, it's darts at a board. That's why they called it a junk shot. We're going to throw in shredded tires and golf balls and whatever. I mean, of course, I say go for it. Anything at all at this point that can help to stop that flow of oil from hitting the Florida coast. And you think of Florida and the fact that they didn't even want any offshore drilling, and there's a chance that so many of those beaches could be damaged as a result of this rig in the Gulf of Mexico. So they're trying to buy time, and they're trying to figure out a way to completely say they have plugged this thing up. Coming up on America Tonight, Sarah Palin throws in her two cents about what's happening in Arizona. She sticks up for the governor and criticizes the attorney general for not reading the law. Of course, that was a layup. He was our blunder of the week on Thursday, heading into the weekend, because, of course, it came out that Holder hadn't, you know, was criticizing the law, but yet had not read the law and did admit to that. Okay, so I haven't read the law, but I'm going to criticize it when I'm asked on these various news shows. At least he admitted he hadn't read it, because that's what the governor was screaming. Look, you haven't read this. We are not profiling people. It doesn't say that anywhere in this. It's pretty much what's already on the books federally. That's exactly what we're doing here. So it's been twisted and taken out of context. You have to read it to understand what that's all about. And could it get any worse across the border? I got a text message from a buddy, because I used to work in El Paso, Texas, at a place called KTSM, a TV station just over, I mean, really, just a stone's throw over the Zaragoza Bridge from Juarez into El Paso. And I know I've talked about this before. We used to go to Juarez all the time to do stories for fun, whatever. Now it's such a war zone, I would never recommend to anybody that they step foot on that bridge, let alone go over there and go to the Maricatas or do anything at all in Juarez. So now the bodies of two men, both were decapitated. It looked like they were tortured, were found on Sunday in Ciudad Juarez, and they were found, you know, there were these headless bodies that were dumped at a church. They just threw them out, and their hands and their feet had been bound with duct tape, and they're still working on identifying who they are, but it looks like something to do with the drug cartel. And this is pretty much what's happening there. People somehow related to any of the cartels or doing something against the cartels or trying to shut down the cartels. So the killings are the latest in a four-year eruption of drug-related violence in Juarez and then the surrounding state, which is Chihuahua. Do you know that 883 people have been killed this year? That's this year. We're not even into June. We're almost at 1,000 people. My friends, do not go to Juarez. Coming up, we're going to be talking about angels here on America Tonight.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real. To know that you feel the same as I do is a threefold new Sophian dream. You do something to me.
Coming up, a recap of the Preakness. Did anybody win our big time challenge, the trifecta challenge? It was for bragging rights and everything that the prize closet had in it. We'll let you know coming up later this hour. But before we do that, angels are big these days. Really, they are. And there are a lot of books being written about angels. There's new fascinations. I think it comes in cycles. You know, the different elements, dark versus light and evil versus good. And so maybe it's the good people are reaching for and trying to understand angels. So we've had him on before here on America Tonight. He's really the bug man, Tim Downs, but now he's turned to the angels. His new book is set to come out this week, Wonders Never Cease. Thanks so much for hanging with us, Tim.
Hey, Kate, good to see you again.
So you are the bug man. You know everything about bugs. Why go from the bugs to angels? Were you fascinated by the subject?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. I probably did 5 Bugman stories in a row. I told my wife, there's only so much death and decomposition I can take before I needed a break here. It was good therapy for me.
There you go. And what did you learn? So when you decided to wrap your arms around this idea, did you sort of delve into the whole thing about what are angels or what are people's impressions of angels? What did you find out in your research?
You know, Wonders Never Cease is sort of a tongue-in-cheek story. It's a fictional account, but I'm poking a little fun at some of the spiritual blockbusters that keep coming out every year. Wonders is a story about a guy who's working as a male nurse at UCLA Medical Center. He gets a famous movie star as a patient. She's in a medically induced coma for a week, and he gets an idea to go into her room every night and adjust her meds, bring her to a semi-conscious state, so that she can see and remember, but she can't move. And he dresses up in a white lab coat, puts a big bright examination light behind him, and pretends to be an angel. So when she comes out of her coma, she's got a near-death experience. He's got a whole plot worked out to get a book published and make millions of dollars off of it.
So is the idea kind of also not to take ourselves too seriously?
Well, what I'm trying to do is contrast in this story the real thing versus all the hoodoo that's out there, because there's a little six-year-old girl in my story who's actually seeing angels. So the question I'm really raising is, how do you tell the real thing from the fakery? There's a lot of nonsense out there, but the real thing's always out there, too.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I think that people are more interested in... I said this right before I came to you. I think things sometimes are cyclical, and there is a renewed interest in kind of angels. People are sort of, I think people are sort of trying to reach for something good. They're trying to step into the light. They're sick of all the negatives, sick of all the things that we're talking about, whether it's politics and what's going on in D.C. or the oil spill or whatever, that they're looking for something a little bit different. Do you think so?
Yeah, I absolutely do, and I think we're fascinated by the subject of angels just because it's almost a universal experience. Throughout all of history, there's just accounts from intelligent and sane people that believe they have had encounters with angels. I think it's a topic that just fascinates people, and that's why it keeps coming back to the forefront of interest.
Yeah, you know what, and you think about it, well, there's the dark side, the vampire angel, which was Angel, that came out, remember, in 1999.
Yeah.
And as I said, there have been a lot of those vampire-y kind of things, or the evil angel, but then there's also been the other side of that. And angels are supposed to be messengers of God, at least in the Hebrew Bible, the New Testament. The term angel's also been expanded to mean a lot of other things, as you know, because you wrote this tongue-in-cheek and yet you're talking about angels. Do you, your version of an angel, what's your version of an angel?
I stick closer to the biblical account of angels, and that is essentially they're messengers. They do what God wants them to do. They don't really have plans of their own. They just, they're messengers. So they can bring good news. They can bring bad news. They never look like the pudgy little babies that you see on Valentine's cards. They're pretty impressive figures that tend to strike fear into people's hearts when they encounter them. So I think that's what makes them so fascinating.
Yeah, and a lot of Christians say, it's like you stick to the biblical account, that the angels are basically, there's no sex to angels. They don't really belong to either gender. But then there's also an account where the angels are a little bit more male-looking, and the names are masculine, but they have greater power, obviously, and knowledge than men do, if you went by that account, and they're sent to the world kind of in the form of humans. I think people like to think that. I think that gives people comfort when they think that they feel that. Do you?
Yeah, I do, too, and I think that's why we try to kind of over-humanize them and even soften them. Because the image of angels tends to be the ones you see on Valentine's cards. And the little pooties, the little floating heads with wings that you see on all the old Renaissance paintings. But, you know, in the biblical accounts and in people's accounts from around the world, encounters with angels, it's a pretty sobering thing. Powerful beings, even frightening beings. The first thing that out of their mouth tends to be, don't be afraid. And that ought to tell you something.
Yeah, no kidding. So you switch from the bugs. You were trying to get something a little bit lighter, and then you go to the angels. How long did it take you to pull this one together, Tim?
You know, I started working on it a couple of years ago. This is an idea I probably had 5 years ago, but I had a hard time working it into my schedule of writing forensic crime fiction. But I went out to UCLA Medical Center in Los Angeles where the story is set, did my research out there, talked to nurses and doctors, anesthesiologists, people in neurological intensive care, all the places that my story is set. and then spun a tale together from there. I always love to mix as much fact in my fiction as I possibly can. So it's a fictional account, but it really rings true, and I think it really captures something that's just true about our society today.
Yeah. I had somebody ask, this is a good question to ask you. I had somebody ask me one time, hey, you like to have a lot of writers on, and they talk about different things, different books that they've pulled together, and you have a lot of experience doing this. Was this something you set out to do when you were a kid? I mean, did you know that in some way you were going to be a writer?
You know, Kate, my first job was writing a syndicated comic strip. So, no, I had no idea I'd ever be a writer. My last English class was in high school. I've never kept a journal in my life. I'm just a storyteller, and I think that's led me to try it in different forms. But writing a novel, you know, the first time I tried it, I thought, you know, this is a lot of fun. So maybe it was writing all those comic strips where all I could do was four frames every day, and I just got frustrated and wanted to write a little bit more.
Yeah, what comic strip did you write?
I did a comic strip called Downstown. Not many people remember it. Ran between 1980 and 1986 and ran in about 100 newspapers around the country.
Wow, 80, 86, that's not bad. I can see how you would want to spread your wings, so to speak.
Yeah, that's right.
And go deeper. Okay, so your book's coming out. If people want to get it, they can get it Amazon.com, bookstores, that kind of thing?
Absolutely. Wonders never cease. Or they can come to my website, which is just timdowns.net. They can read the first three chapters or the first three audiobook chapters they can listen to online there, too.
All right. Excellent. Tim, good luck with that book. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate.
All right. So Tim's book, as he said, Wonders Never Cease, is about the whole angel thing wrapped around an angel-themed drama and exploring what happens when a guy pretends to be an angel giving these messages to a comatose movie star while a young girl is truly seeing angels. So it has an interesting, I think, mix to it. The angel theme has always been fascinating to me, I guess, from just even looking at the paintings and the way angels are portrayed in some of those old paintings from the 1800s. And I looked this up. What is the word angel? The word angel in English is just pretty much a fusion of the old English word engel with a hard G and the old French word angel. And basically that's how you got the word angel. And we talked about this already, the biblical form, the interpretation of what angels are and the texts and, you know, who was the first to ever see an angel or refer to an angel, and the different meanings in the different religions, too, that angels have taken on. For Kabbalists, for example, they truly believe in the angels. There are a couple of things that they point to, saying that angels exist in the worlds above as a task of God, and they're an extension to produce effects in the world. And the meaning of angels is absolutely fascinating. Think of the famous angels, too, like Michael, Gabriel, right? Raphael. I could think of more, too. If I had a little more time, I think I could think of a little more. Uriel is another one. All right, hang with us. Odds and Ends coming up around the bend.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort.
Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Delaney, swinging for the fences or shooting for the five hole if you're a hockey fan. Hey, America, coming up in our second hour, and boy, I hope you are locked and loaded for that one. We got sports shorts back by popular demand. A lot of you wanted to hear me tell you about sports and what happened over the weekend. Well, the Philadelphia Flyers, and we'll have some of this, made it past the Bruins. Shocker. I mean, to me, this is one of the biggest upsets in history. I think of the upsets that there have been, and there have been plenty. We could go through various sports scenarios. But the fact that the Flyers were in the hole to the Boston Bruins, 3-0, and they came back to win it, to win that Game 7 4-3, was shocking to me. I mean, shocking to me. I cannot believe that they rallied from 3 games down. How tough that is to do. If you're not a hockey fan, you don't realize it. How tough that is to do, to come back like that in the Stanley Cup Finals. And apparently, my man Matt Johnson informed me, because I was TiVoing it, but that's cool. He spilled the beans in a good way to me. And I don't think we're going to be hearing from Sam in Montreal that the Flyers capped the Habs big time, rolled them. The Canadiens to a 6-0 win in the opener of that Eastern Conference Finals. Wow. Absolutely incredible. Remember, you all were hitting me up on the email about how I would have to be walking naked, streaking down some street somewhere because that was Sam's big bet, which I did not accept, but that was his big deal that, you know, hey, why don't we do this? One of us will have to wear the jersey of the opposing team, whoever wins. And I said, forget about it. And a lot of you reacted to that, which, by the way, brings me to another point before we hit odds and ends. If you ever want to release your thoughts, you want to vent your spleen, and I'm not on the air, you can do it by sending me an email at americatonight.net, day or night, americatonight.net. Check out the website, because we have a good poll going right now. I'm still curious as to what people are doing with their checks that they're getting back from Uncle Sam. I mean, technically, it's your money anyway, right? So I don't get the whole dance over tax returns because it's money that you paid in, but whatever. It still is a check. You get the check and maybe you've spent it somewhere, took a little mini vacation or paid off something you had to pay off because you had already paid it in. I don't know. But take the poll. It's at americatonight.net. I started off the show just briefly saying, you know, it's a tale of two cities or a tale of three companies talking out of the side of their mouth with this oil leak in the Gulf. They say there is a big breakthrough happening, that they have this mile-long tube that has siphoned large amounts of the leaking oil to a tanker from the Gulf of Mexico. So some of it, while it's spreading in distances, you know, 10 miles and beyond, if some of that is being siphoned off, any of it that they get out is a good thing, isn't it? Right? Topping odds and ends is this. How many people are planning a vacation to England or Ireland, or even Spain has gotten slammed by this? The airports across Britain and Ireland, including Heathrow, which is so, so busy in Europe, had to close again. And why? Because of this volcanic ash drift that's gone across England from Iceland. And as you know, we had on an expert from San Diego a couple of weeks ago. If you go to What You Missed and tap on that interview, you'll hear it, where we talked about how is this and how active is this volcano. Well, in the 1800s, this sucker erupted for a couple of years. So you had to go back to that time period to know, well, is this just going to keep going on? And you think of the people that get trapped. So they, for whatever reason, business, pleasure, you know, there's a lot of groups. Retirees go over, they save their money, it doesn't cost them that much. A lot of people do that, especially when it comes to trips to Ireland or even Spain, which wasn't lumped in this time. Certainly England, it's the same deal there. Can you imagine? There's no way back. Oh, well, guess I'll have to stay a little bit longer. If you didn't have anything that you had to do, it would be okay. So that tops odds and ends. Here we go. Thousands of people stranded once again because of volcanic ash. Not sure when it's going to clear. This happened last week, too. So you're just rolling the dice. When you go to Europe, you might make it back when you're supposed to make it back, or you might not make it back. Might not be able to get there. Who knows? Because of the way the eruptions continue. Here's a couple of other quick ones for you, too, over the weekend. Iron Man 2, once again, because I know a lot of you took the kids and headed to the movies. I drove by so many movie theaters I happened to this past weekend and noticed, boy, that people are just, it's nice weather, but people are just jammed into these movie theaters. And I think it's because of this Iron Man 2. Robin Hood opened, and in some cities, you know, people did flock to see Robin Hood, but hardly compared to Iron Man 2, which is in its second week. And I guess on Friday took in over 15 million, on Saturday 21 million, over the weekend total 49 million. So far, 208 million. Woo, 208 million, not bad. But Robin Hood is just neck and neck with Iron Man 2. So some went to see Russell Crowe as Robin Hood and opened on Friday to slightly weaker than Iron Man, 14.9, something like that. Saturday, 13.7, and then the weekend take was 36 million. Then you had your sappy love stories. You know, we always do our cheap movie review. And the one that we reviewed was called Letters to Juliet. And the budget for the film was something like $30 million, so you figure they could probably make that up when it's all said and done. It opened in 2,900 theaters, somewhere in that neighborhood, and took in $5 million Friday and $5.3 million on Saturday. So for the weekend, it was, you know, 13.2. It's like, it's formula. It's formula movie making for some of these studios. The chick flick. Okay, who's the cutie pie that we can cast? Who are we going to put her with? And what are we going to wrap this story around? What's the story ultimately going to be that's going to send date people to the movies? Who's going to go? Who's going to go and see this? And here's another odd and end that has been talked about. It's what's happened in Bangkok. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. I happened to catch a crawl of it and, you know, went scurrying to a computer the next day to find out more about it. This Bangkok rage that's going on. And what's happening is that people are protesting. I mean, spiraling out of control in Thailand. Because they're taking a lot of the protesters are taking a tough stand against, these supervised talks, and they're calling on the people that are leading these protests to surrender, because they've had nothing but deadly clashes for 4 or 5 days. I mean, we're talking about deadly clashes. So far, 31 people have been killed. Wounded, this is a huge number, 230. And when you look at Bangkok, it's such a money center, it's such a dynamic city. And how this has been transformed at this point is shocking. I had no idea. You had a lot of urban types, poor rural people, and they're supporting the ouster of the premier. And they're accusing the government, basically, these protesters, of colluding with the royal elite. Almost sounds like an American story. And meddling with the judiciary to bring down the allied governments. So thousands and thousands of people pouring into the streets, into the districts around Bangkok. And they're called red shirt protesters because, you know, they wear red shirts. Hello. And they're in and around the luxury hotels and the shopping malls. They're hurting tourism. There's been a state of emergency that's been declared. So it's nasty. I knew that there were protests, but when I hear the word protests and it's not Greece, I'm thinking, oh, okay. Not that, almost 300 people are wounded and they're throwing everything they can at the crowds and you've got dead people as a result of what they don't like what's happening, and they think there's lots of collusion happening and they're unhappy with which way the government's going. Mm-mm-mm. And this is the other one too I thought was pretty interesting, as well, as the Thai government is rejecting the plea for talks and they're pushing for a crackdown on the red shirt leaders, warning of civil war and all that other sort of stuff. You know, I'm a space person, and I'm desperate to see one of the final launches of the shuttle. Well, the Atlantis went off without a struggle on Friday, but they are struggling with a camera pointing problem as they're speeding toward this International Space Station. This is the last voyage for the Atlantis. They were supposed to start surveying the ship on Saturday morning for any kinds of damage, for any signs of damage from launch debris, but they couldn't move the laser sensors and the TV camera on the end of, check this out, a 100-foot inspection boom. They couldn't do anything about it. So they're monitoring some of the space junk that's threatening to come too close to the space station and trying to dodge it and figure out what they're going to do as a result of that. Coming up on the flip side, we know what we're going to do. We can count.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Yes, it's time for another edition of We Can Count by the Numbers, baby. I bet you thought I was going to talk about the gallons and gallons of oil spilling into the Gulf of Mexico. Well, for goodness sake, we don't have a hard number on that because BP has no idea. They don't know how to measure it correctly. They just know a whole lot of oil still is spilling, even though they've been able to successfully siphon some of that oil away. That is good news with this mile-long pipe thing. They're pulling some of it back, but it still continues to flow, baby, at a rate that nobody knows. They're not flowing anymore at Law and Order. Do you believe it? Law and Order, an incredible series by Dick Wolf. I say this because, I mean, talk about franchise deals besides CSI. The guy comes up with Law and Order, and there's so many spinoffs. Every time you turn around, there's Law and Order SVU. Now there's one going to be Law and Order Los Angeles. There's, I think, three or four different Law and Orders. But the original Law and Order is done. It's official. They made the announcement, NBC, because there was so much speculation. I guess they felt like they needed to nip it in the bud, and they did just that. So 20 years, and it's gone. And it was almost a record. If it had been just one more year, it would have been a record to have had Law and Order for 21 years. Incredible. Matt, did you ever watch Law and Order at all? He's going to say no.
I never watched the original Law and Order. The only one I've caught from time to time is the SVU one.
I like that one. Chris Maloney's in it, and it's pretty good, I think.
Yeah, and that's what's-her-face's daughter's the star, too.
Mariska Hargitay.
Yeah, and it's... What's her name? Her mother.
Mariska Hargitay.
She was the bombshell.
Oh, I can't think of her name now, and it's on the tip of my tongue. It's not Lana Turner. It's,
no.
Jane Mansfield.
Yep, that's it.
Jane Mansfield. Yeah, terrible thing, too, that Mariska Hargitay and her brother were in the car when she was killed.
Right, I remember hearing that story. And then there's also, I think, Ice Cube's in that, too, as well. Or not Ice Cube, Ice-T. You get my rappers.
Hey, Ice Cube, Ice-T, it's all the same, isn't
right.
it?
So that's the only Law & Order I've actually watched. I never really watched the original one. I couldn't even tell you who's in it.
Yeah, the original one, I don't know if I can remember the original one either. We were talking about this the other night, but because there was speculation that it was going to happen, that it was going to go down. But 20 years, what an incredible run that is to have a program that has gone on that long. Absolutely amazing. All right, here's another one from We Can Count. Count it. We Can Count. Just quickly, we'll have more on this in an upcoming hour in America Tonight. But the Miss USA pageant apparently crowned a new Miss USA, and she is an Arab American. And good for them because, you know, going on just who they wanted to pick, who the judges wanted to pick. So I say bravo that they decided to go with an Arab American, and be damned the consequences if there was going to be any controversy over it. But I don't think there should be controversy over anybody who happens to be an Arab of Muslim faith. It's not that. It's about the Islamic jihadist, terrorists, radical ideas, radicalized Islamic people. There is a difference. I mean, we know it. There's plenty of kooky religions, and there's people that take religion and take it to a kooky direction, a nutty direction. So I hope still we're at this point where we can trust that there are plenty of people who do not do that. But like I said, we'll even have more on that, a little clip of it for you, in an upcoming hour on America Tonight. Here's another We Can Count from over the weekend. Saturday Night Live, in its 35th year, was hosted by Alec Baldwin from 30 Rock fame, and you probably know him from some other things as well, like The Hunt for Red October. But he did it for the 15th time, which actually ties him with Steve Martin. Boy, that's a lot of times to be a pick to actually appear as the host on a show like that one, considering that it's in its 35th year. So they must like Alec Baldwin, or he's easy to get a hold of. I guess he's probably right there, which he is. He may live in L.A. too, but he's got a house or a place in New York. So, and he's on the tube, and so he's someone easy for them to go to. Not that I'm knocking him or anything. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. That he was an easy choice, I believe, for the Saturday Night Live folks. Tough to, I think, get beyond Betty White, because people are still talking about Betty White and her job of hosting Saturday Night Live. There's now rumors that she could be the next host for the Oscars and, you know, all kinds of things. It's just been incredible what a success her appearance was, and it was all fueled by something she didn't know anything about. Facebook, social networking. People just got behind her because of the funny Snickers ad that aired during the Super Bowl. And, you know, somebody, it's caught on like wildfire. Somebody thought it would be fun to have her on the show, suggested it, and then the rest is history. This is a sad We Can Count, but police in Detroit, Michigan on Sunday were incredibly sad and expressed that at a press conference at the fatal shooting of a 7-year-old girl in a police raid. And of course they were, because Alana Jones was shot and killed by the cops executing a search warrant as part of a homicide investigation. The chief said that this was absolutely hands down a parent's worst nightmare, and certainly in his position, the worst thing that he could absolutely imagine. It happened at, close to 1 in the morning on Sunday, and they went to the house executing a warrant for the shooting death of a 17-year-old high school student, and they believed the 17-year-old high school student was hiding out at the house, and unfortunately she was in the middle of that and they didn't see, and apparently they didn't really give many details to it, but she was part of what the coroner had to do that night, and it's just mind-numbing when that happens, I'm sure, for the cops. And then the level of investigation and the level of outcry in the community has been just incredibly high already, so it's just a tragedy. 7 years old, and she was hit in the neck and the head, and it was just one bullet, but they took her to the hospital. She was immediately pronounced dead, and at this point, there's just what they normally would do, an investigation into the death. But it was just the fact that she happened to be, it looks like to me from everything I've read, happened to be in the way. But you say that and you say, oof, a police officer did that. And, there's going to be hell to pay with the outcry already at this point in Detroit. And with so many of the problems that they're having in Detroit, this just adds fuel to the fire. That might be the saddest story that I think I heard over the weekend. All right, and so finally we go to this one, also a tragedy. Man, I hate to, this is the thing. I gave you the good news we can count at the beginning. Now I'm giving you the sad news. In New Delhi, India, 28 wedding guests were electrocuted as an overheated cable came in contact with a bus they were in central India. 23 women, 3 men, and 2 kids died. 5 people jumped to safety and had just little minor injuries, bumps, bruises, that kind of thing. The bus driver wasn't injured. It was just a freakish deal. A high-voltage wire did exactly what I said, smashed onto the roof of the bus, and the people inside were electrocuted. They, passengers started to step down. They were holding on steel railings, and the current passed to the ground caused that electric shock. And, unfortunately, they were a big chunk of that wedding, but some of the people at least did get out of it. Hey, you can send me your thoughts anytime, as I said earlier during this Hour of America Tonight, just by going to americatonight.net.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.